Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach. The topic for today's podcast is the secret to being your best. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar or head on over to my website, TinaHeisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool you can use to solve problems in your marriage. Visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about the secret to being your best. We moms have so many responsibilities. We have families to nurture, marriages to energize, careers to manage, faith to build, friendships to cultivate, and so much more. Our daily tasks are constantly looming. Do the laundry, do the dishes, make the lunches, make the dinner, drive the kids here, drive them there. Being a mother is so constant. It never stops. There is more written on each one of our daily to-do lists than is humanly possible to achieve. And if that's not enough, we're supposed to make motherhood look easy and show up to every function smiling and looking like we just stepped off the cover of a magazine. All the latest trends, right? So we have the best of intentions. Maybe we want to lose weight, or we do want to make time for prayer, or we do want to get organized, or we want to be more patient parents or more loving wives. We have goals for ourselves, right? But how is it possible for us to work on ourselves with the full lives that we already lead? Where are we supposed to find the time and the energy to do it all? This is making me exhausted just talking about it. But is that where you're at right now? Do you feel like you're being pulled in too many directions? Do you feel like you're doing so many things, but maybe none of them very well? Are you trying to be your best, but feel like you're falling short more than you would like to? So many of us moms do. First, just know that. That's normal. And that's why I want to share with you today the secret to being your best. And I'm just going to come right out, and I'm not going to make you wait. The secret to being your best is taking care of yourself. It sounds simple, but as moms, we tend to put ourselves in the back burner while we're doing all of the other stuff. And we think we will finally make time for ourselves when the baby sleeps through the night, or when the kids are all in school, or when we're making more money, or when we reach our fitness goal. Like right then we'll have time and we'll make the time to be our best. But we have to stop waiting for whenever that might be, because we might run out of time. We need to figure out what we need to do in order to be our best now and every day. Because our life is happening right now, right? We only get one life with this husband, with these kids, and we want to make the most of it. But what's getting in our way? Time, perhaps? Or the false perception that taking care of yourself would be selfish? That mom guilt is strong. I know all about it. But hear me out. Consider this definition of self-care. At its core, self-care is about being good stewards of our bodies, minds, and souls in order to become the best version of ourselves. That is awesome. Think about it. We're being a good steward of our body, our mind, and our soul in order to become the best version of ourselves. That's what self-care is all about. There's nothing selfish about it. And by the way, that made me wonder about what the Bible says about self-care. Have you ever looked that up before or researched it? So I did. There's this guy, his name is Jesus, and I think maybe you might have heard about him, but he was actually a fantastic model of self-care. Many times throughout the Gospels, the story is told where Jesus will retreat from everyone else to go alone and rest or to pray by himself? Jesus took time to sleep. Do you remember when there was a storm on the lake and he was sleeping? And he also encouraged others to rest, like when he told Martha not to be so anxious about the housework, but to come and relax with him and Mary. Girlfriends, these moments were recorded thousands of years ago, and I don't think they're just in the Bible by accident. They're a part of our scripture for a reason. If Jesus is supposed to be the way for us, then that includes making time to take care of ourselves. Why did Jesus do all that? So he could take care of his disciples and everyone else, right? So that's all fine and good in theory. So I know you guys like practical information. And that's why I love recording these podcasts. We're going to go there. We're going to break it down, and we're going to make it simple. Now, in this quick little podcast, I don't have time to give you every example, but I want to just give you some examples and somewhere to start, okay? So we're going to break it down into four main areas of self-care today. We're going to talk about our body, about our mind, about our heart, and about our soul or our spirit. So starting with our body, taking care of our body. I mean, right, the obvious. Hard as it is, we need to try to get enough sleep. We need to make an effort to get some exercise. It doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to go to a gym. I just read an article today about the huge benefits of even just a slow, leisurely walk. We got to get out there, right? Do a little something, whatever works for you. And you need to try to eat a little bit more of a balanced diet, right? That's just feeding our body. That's the basics. We also need to make time to get ourselves to the doctor for our routine checkups. I know you're busy doing that for your kids, but you need to go too. You need to be taking care of your body so you can take care of your little kids' bodies. And there's also luxurious things that might be good for our body. I mean, like a manicure and a pedicure every once in a while. Is that something that makes you feel really great about your body? Does it make you feel great in your body? So what are those things for you? Facials, those kinds of things. Also, I keep in mind massages. You know, they help us relax. And so if that's something important to you, working that into your routine, into your self-care routine. And I mean, it could be a bath. That could feel good for your body. Whatever it is, I want you to make a list of things that you would consider self-care for your body, things you would enjoy, okay? And next, we're going to move on to our mind. So what are some ways that we can take care of our minds? It could be reading, or maybe you love learning, like you're like a lifelong learner and you just love taking classes. Or maybe journaling just about your ideas and your thoughts. Or do you like being creative with your mind? Do you like creating art or dance or music? Or does your career stimulate your mind? Do you need to keep growing and learning in your career to be happy? Whatever it is, make a list again for you in your mind, for your mind. What feels good to you? What will help you continue to nurture your mind? Next up is your heart. Do you work intentionally to care for your heart? What does that mean? It means listening to our feelings and honoring them, and taking time to connect with our own hearts, to know ourselves and our hearts and what's so important to us, and to connect with the hearts of others, those in our family, you know, our husbands and our children, but also extended family and friends. Girls, we were made for relationship in this life. Are you making time for the relationships that matter most to you? So make a list of things that you think would help you connect to your heart, okay? Next up is your soul or your spirit. So this is getting your spiritual life in order. Connecting with God by prayer, which I view as speaking to God, and meditation, which I view as listening to God. I think we do listen in prayer as well, but I think that intentional silence, and I know that's very scary to some of us moms, but just some intentional silence, whether it's in the car, maybe you don't have the radio on for a few minutes after you drop the kids off at school, right? Like maybe you just take 5 minutes to just be, to just listen. Or maybe you're more avid and you're good at meditation and you do 20 minutes every day. That's great. That's so important. It gives us the strength to get through our days. When we connect with God, we can look to see where He's leading us in our life and let Him lead instead of letting us lead, right? It just gives us so much strength. A tool that I love to use that I involve in my days is a devotional, because it just helps me get centered and read a little bit of scripture and look for God in my day then. I don't know about you, have you ever read that devotional, Jesus Calling? It is so fantastic, and I swear, it's like God is watching over my shoulder when I get to the page and it's something is like exactly what's going on. It just blows my mind. And so for you, make a list. What do you need to do in your spiritual life to connect with God? What would help you nurture yourself? Because when we work on taking care of ourselves, we're going to find more happiness and peace and fulfillment in our lives. We're going to be more joy-filled and purpose-driven than if we're just running on the hamster wheel every day, right? So you're getting a homework assignment today. As we've been talking, I've asked you to make a list of things in each of those categories that will bring you nurturing and love. So I want you to make that list. See how long you can make this list, okay? Maybe could you get like 5 or 7 or 10 items in each of those 4 categories? I wonder what you could do that with that. And what I'd like you to do is to do 1 to 3 things every day from that list that will nurture you in mind, body, heart, and spirit. So it could be something little, it could be something big. It doesn't have to be big things every day. Let me give you some examples. Some things on my list would be journaling about my feelings for my heart, spending my morning prayer time with a nice cup of coffee and snuggled up in a blanket. I love that. That's how I start my mornings. Also listening to the music in the car and singing along. That makes me feel happy. I think that's probably for my mind. And learning. I love learning and reading and listening to podcasts. And so I'm always, always learning and reading. So that's on my list. Also for me, nature. I love going outside for walks in nature or just being outside as much as I possibly can, having the windows wide open, lots of light coming in. I need that. It's good for my soul and my body. Going outside and walking is good for the body. Walking my dog, that always brings me peace, except when he's being crazy. Sleeping, that's high on my list. I love red wine and I love chocolate, so those could be ways that I might nourish myself with a treat, right? Not excessive in that area, but those are fun treats sometimes. Also, lighting candles in my house, especially at this time of year in the fall when it's dark all the time. And the other thing I love doing is scheduling lunch dates with friends. I try to get a couple in a month at least, just to get that connection and make sure that I'm connecting with my friends and knowing what's going on in their life and how they're doing. So this is your homework for me today, and it's your mission. And I know that it's easier said than done. I mean, this is something that I work on with my one-on-one coaching clients. And so if you need some help working on this, I would love to work with you. You can visit my website to apply for a complimentary life coaching discovery call, and we can talk about where you're at in your life and where you want to go and the things that you need to do to take care of yourself. And I can help you be your guide and your cheerleader and your accountability partner along the way. So I would love to work with you if that's something that you want to work on. So thank you so much for listening in. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. Remember, head over to my website to get that free marriage makeover guide. It's tinaheisman.com. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next week.